strange things happen in a funny kind of way. Bad things happen even on a good day. You can't live your life on the things people say. If you fall, get back up on your feet right away. My dears, when children are not nice, someone pays the price.
Sydney, stop the running with all those things in your hands. You will fall down.
What is wrong with her today, though?
I know, Mrs. Myrie, I know.
What do you know, Roger?
Shut up! You don't know anything!
Excuse me, young lady.
Sydney, apologize to Roger. He's your friend.
No, Roger chat too much.
Excuse me, Miss Sydney. Correct yourself and don't let me have to say it again. Apologize to Roger. We're waiting.
I apologize for saying you chat too much, although it's true.
Sydney Myrie, come back here.
I will go talk to her.
Oh, hold on a bit. Roger, what is going on?
Sydney says she not going back to school because she got a question wrong today in front of the entire class. But I never did say anything yet.
But I just know you were going to chat too much and I was right. See?
Sydney, love, nothing is wrong with getting something wrong in class once in a while. That's just how things work. You just study harder and it gets better.
Yes, better like me. I got my answer correct when the teacher asked me.
Roger,
and
that's not nice. That's not helping.
I was trying to help her, but she always...
And sometimes, when we're learning new things, it is even good when we get things wrong and fail sometimes. Because when we correct ourselves, the right thing sticks in our mind in an unforgettable way. You understand, Sydney?
Yes, Mommy. I hear what you're saying.
Your mother is right, Sydney. Mm-hmm. The truth is that we often learn more from our mistakes than if we just get it right away.
I hear what you're saying, Dad, but I'm not going back to school, and that's that.
Excuse me, young lady?
Daddy, they were making fun of me afterwards and calling me a dunce bad black rat.
Maybe they were just playing and joking.
But it wasn't funny.
You're right. Nobody likes being laughed at, but sometimes it happens.
I hate it, Daddy. I already feel bad for getting the answer wrong, and then they just make it worse.
Yeah, like real bad. Like it was embarrassing. I feel it for you.
Roger, that's not helping.
You see why I say you chat too much?
That's not helping either, Sydney. Do you understand why?
No.
Well, you are doing the same thing to him that those other students were doing to you.
I'm not teasing him.
What are you doing then?
Just telling the truth.
Just like somebody could say it's true that you are a dunce bat black rat.
I am not a
exactly. And that is the point. Nobody likes teasing, and it's a horrible thing. And it's also sad that children think it's okay to tease people about being black in this day and age.
Especially when them black too.
You know, Sydney, we in the Caribbean have come through a lot of stuff. And one of them was slavery. And unfortunately, it happened for hundreds of years. And it affected how we see ourselves as black people. So some of us hate our skins and hate ourselves. And it's like we don't even know it. We push that onto other people who look like us because we hate ourselves.
You don't hate yourself, Mama.
No, Sydney. No, I don't hate myself. At least I don't think so. But I say we because it's us as Caribbean people who need to look at ourselves in the mirror and find the good stuff to talk about and find ways of loving all skins and colors and hair texture. We in the Caribbean can teach the whole world about that. But we have to learn the lesson well for ourselves first. And teasing people about being black and calling them a black rat is not helping.
I know, Mom. I felt so bad.
But remember that black is beautiful. And let me be more specific and say, African is beautiful, and Indian is beautiful, Chinese is beautiful, European is beautiful. Can you see that?
Yes, mommy. It's just that the brown kids and the mixed kids, well, it's like everybody thinks that they're better and prettier just because they are brown-skinned.
I'm not going to lie to you, Sydney. Some people act like brown skin is better than dark skin, but they're wrong. No skin is better than any other skin, and there's nothing better than loving your own skin. Just because some people don't know better doesn't mean we have to agree with them. You understand?
Yes, mommy.
What is most important is that you know who you are and don't allow them to get to you and stop you from going to school.
It's not them stopping me. I just don't want to go.
Whose little girl are you, Sydney?
I'm mommy's Sydney. And daddy's little girl.
And what does that mean?
It means that I am smart, strong, and pretty.
Exactly. And can a smart, strong, and pretty girl handle a little teasing?
It was big teasing.
But can a smart, strong, pretty girl like my Sydney handle big teasing?
Yes, daddy.
Exactly. The truth is that you can handle it.
And you have other people to help you handle it, Sid. You're not alone in this.
Aw, thanks, mommy.
Not just us, Sydney.
I'm your friend, Sydney. Even though I sometimes talk a bit...
You don't talk too much at all, Roger.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Well, if you never talk up today, you wouldn't be feeling better about it all. Agreed?
I guess.
But what is most important is that you know you have people who care for you. You know that, right?
Yes, mommy.
And tomorrow, bright and early, we have school. But tonight, we're going to go through the questions you got wrong and work through it so that you understand it properly. Agreed?
Yes, mommy.
If you want to get things right, you have to prepare and do your homework. You are not a dunce but at all. Even if you get one or two questions wrong, even if you get 10 questions wrong, you're not a dunce but. Just work harder and get the help you need.
And Sydney, don't ever forget you are mommy and daddy's little girl, okay?
Yes, daddy. Love you, mommy and daddy.
So you do love me too?
No.
Mer.
But you're all right.
And another thing, Sydney. Are the children always teasing you or was it just this one time?
No. They're not always teasing me.
Okay, good. You should always feel free to tell us when things like this happen at school, okay? If we put all our heads together, we can solve anything. And just remember that some things are better with help.
Yes, daddy.
There is an African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. We are really better together forever. People who love each other help to make life better when they solve problems by talking with one another.